But first, we're going to tell you about a program started by two close friends who were looking for a way to help older women during the pandemic. It's called Save Las Señoras, and as FM89's Madi Bolaños reports, it delivers groceries and information to households in Fresno County.
Madeleine Miranda juggles three bags of groceries as she looks through a screen door of an apartment in Kerman.
Yes, at your door.
Oh, it's a lady.
Miranda tells 92-year-old Esther Velarde she's not allowed to enter the house for safety reasons, but she leaves the bags filled with milk, eggs, beans, and other groceries on her doorstep. Velarde comes outside and tells Miranda the pandemic has taken a toll on her mental health.
There's days when I feel so bad, I don't open the door for nobody.
In addition to her age, Velarde has several health conditions, including arthritis, that make her a high-risk candidate for catching COVID.
I leave it close, and I stay in there, and I crochet my part of my life all the way there.
But she says she likes crocheting, and it's helped temper her arthritis. She's almost done working on a blanket for herself.
Yeah, well, I have to enjoy myself because they don't let me go out.
Velarde is referring to her kids who want her to stay safe. She lives alone but has made friends in her apartment complex that are all older too, she says. She also has a caretaker named Maria who signed her up to receive groceries from Save Las Señoras. Miranda says about half of the women who benefit from this service live alone, but
the ones that I've gone to usually have, they live with somebody. So too, what I've noticed is they alternate, like they live like a few months with one kid and then they go on to the other kids.
Miranda began helping with Save Las Señoras in October when the program received funding from the COVID-19 Equity Project. She says the collaboration helps them get important information regarding COVID to residents that typically don't leave their home.
When we drop off, we'll just let them know, hey, you know, aquí le pusimos información sobre el coronavirus. And we'll explain to them what flyers we put in there because we have quite a few flyers that we give out.
In March, Genoveva Islas, the executive director at Cultiva La Salud, and her best friend, Maribel Sandoval, started Save Las Señoras. Isla says they received an anonymous $10,000 donation, and all of that money went to purchasing groceries and cleaning supplies for older women.
We wanted to help provide as much research that would protect them from becoming infected by limiting, you know, how often they had to leave their home.
Isla says they chose to focus on women in the Latinx community because they often do the cooking, but they provide enough food for the entire household.
And so if this woman happened to live with her husband, we would still be doing the same delivery, and she would likely still be doing the same food preparation for her family.
Since then, they've received funding from different COVID-19 initiatives. Maribel Sandoval became the director as the program started to grow. Each month, she calls the participants to find out exactly what they need.
Anything else, they want beans, they want lentejas, they want, you know, black beans. So like I said, everybody gets a personal bag.
In order to use the program, Sandoval says the señoras have to be 65 years or older. She gets the word out by posting information at local health clinics and other outlets.
Through Radio Bilingüe, we put out flyers. We have a lot of señoras that we've dealt with in the past.
Every week, employees pack the personalized grocery bags and set off to different areas in Fresno County, Sandoval says.
1 week we'll do East Side, 1 week we do West Side, and then 1 week we'll do Fresno.
This week, it's West Fresno County.
Hola, buenas tardes. Si le vengo a dejar la dispensa de...
Marlene Miranda is now at the home of 65-year-old Raquel Gallegos in Biola. She passes off the three bags of groceries. Gallego says she heard about the program at her local health clinic.
I called and got in touch, and yeah, they have been able to help, and thank God, because it's been a great help.
Gallegos lives with her husband and son. All three of them have health conditions that put them at a higher risk of contracting COVID, so Gallegos says she's always looking for ways to minimize her risk. And Miranda says she's noticed many of the señoras she delivers to are taking good precautions.
It's really nice, too. Like, I've seen some señoras when we drop off the food, the groceries, they disinfect them before they take them in.
The program currently assists over 60 women with monthly groceries, and Genoveva Islas says it's received more funding from the city to start delivering to women in West Fresno. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Madi Bolaños.